There's been lots of scrutiny in recent years over the ways our nation's public schools select students to be a part of gifted and talented programs. Children, some as young as 4 years old, can take entrance exams which afford them an accelerated education on through high school. And there are well-documented reports of wealthy parents spending thousands of dollars for outside tutors and complaints that schools don't often tell parents of color about these programs and that they're even an option. In Seattle, for instance, less than 2% of the students in the accelerated program are Black. It's what prompted 18-year-old Azure Savage to write a book called You Failed Us, Students of Color Talk Seattle Schools. Welcome, Azure.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you're now a senior at Garfield High School in Seattle, where Black and Hispanic students make up about 34% of the population. But yet in AP classes, advanced placement classes, it's pretty segregated. And you point out the reasons for this go all the way back to sometimes kindergarten when students can test into these accelerated programs. Tell us a bit more about how this works.
Yeah, so when you are in kindergarten, most students are offered to take a test for this program. When I was placed into it, it was called the Accelerated Progress Program. It's changed names a couple times now, but it's always been the same program. And from then on, you are in the same program, and that will track you all the way through elementary school, middle school, and then will continue to influence your high school experience. And when I placed into it, I was the only Black student in my class for almost every single year. And when you get to high school, it definitely causes a big impact on what classes you will choose to take then, because even though they say it's up to the student, your past experience of what classes you've been in, what classes your friends are going to be in, and what you think you'll be capable of has a huge impact on whether or not you will choose to take a honors class, an AP class, versus a regular class.
And there's this distinction. For most of the years, you were the only Black student in your classroom. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that way for the school. There was this segregated system in the school. And tell me a little bit about that.
At Thurgood Marshall, there were already students there who were not in the HCC capable cohort. They were all Brown and Black students. So there were a lot of Black and Brown students at my school. They were there. They probably made up probably the majority of the population at my school. However, I didn't know any of them. I didn't have classes with any of them. So it was completely segregated in terms of what program you were in. And it was obviously a racial thing.
What was that like for you to know that you're Black, but then to see across the hall other students who were just like you, but they weren't a part of this highly selected, highly capable program?
It gave me a lot of issues with my identity because I was very aware of race from a very young age. I wasn't confused about what made me different. I was super aware that it was because of my skin color. It was because I was a different race than these people. But I wasn't sure if, since I was in this white program, I was even really allowed to claim the idea that I was Black. I wasn't sure if I was per se allowed to be Black. I wasn't sure if that was an identity that I was even allowed to take on because I felt like I didn't know much about it. I didn't have any friends who were Black. It made me very confused as a child about who I was and where I fit in.
The name of your book is You Failed Us. I know that many of the students are angry. I just read that Garfield High School, there was an op-ed written by another student of color talking about this program and the ways that students were segregated. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to take away from it?
I think that, above all, this program needs to be dismantled completely. Underlying all of this is a lot of institutional racism, and I don't see how this program, in the way it's set up, could ever possibly be fully equitable and have absolutely no racism involved.
Azure, you say that you want this program to be dismantled, but the other side of the argument is, well, it also affords you a better education. Why wouldn't you want to see this maybe opened up to all students? Is there a way to make it open for all students instead of abolishing a program like this?
Well, I think if it's open to all students, then I don't understand how that would be the same program, because if this is just like for everyone, then it's not a program.
Special.
It's just, yeah, it's not special. It's just how the district will work. And that's exactly what I think should happen. I think that, for one, taking a test when you're young, like before you even hit puberty, is not going to determine at all where you're going to end up.
This is happening in Seattle, but there are programs in school districts like this throughout the nation. What changes do you want to see in the education system?
It needs to be acknowledged to the fullest extent that the system right now is racist. It's not working for students of color. Schools need to be more open to hearing from their students. A lot of times student voices are silenced within this system. But I think it has given me a lot of like hope and a feeling of power because I'm seeing like not only me, but so many other students at the same time, students of color from different schools in the area, all wanting to come together and make some real change in this school district.
Azure Savage has written a book about this experience called You Failed Us, Students of Color Talk Seattle Schools. Thank you so much, Azure, for joining us.
Thank you.